Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel, the night remains warm and calm. In Tel Aviv, a gentle breeze is in the air. Jerusalem is experiencing a quiet evening. Haifa sees clear skies. It's a peaceful night across the region. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reported 9 hours ago that a Gaza terrorist involved in the kidnapping of Noah Argamani and Avinatan Or on October 7th was killed in an IDF strike. Also, Israel Hayom revealed 2 hours ago that the US and Israel are preparing for a joint attack on Iran this weekend. Also this hour, Forward reports just minutes ago that Israel has rejected a Gaza peace plan unveiled by President Donald Trump, though Hamas claims to have accepted it. Separately, JNS shared earlier today that Prime Minister Netanyahu reflects on his brother Yoni, killed 50 years ago in Entebbe, saying he consults with him daily. And finally, a recent report states that a Hamas commander who held hostages was killed in a separate IDF attack. Here's what people are saying online. The Times of Israel, posting just minutes ago, highlights footage that appears to contradict IDF claims about a Palestinian driver's actions before being shot. AMK Mapping, a New Zealand-based account, reported 11 minutes ago that Russia launched multiple missiles toward Kyiv, with significant fires reported in the city. Ahmed Fuad Al-Khatib, a commentator, noted 41 minutes ago that Hamas's acceptance of disarmament could change perceptions of their struggle against Israel. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Times of Israel's report, an IDF strike eliminated a Gaza terrorist involved in a high-profile kidnapping. This strike comes amid heightened tensions following a Hamas disarmament deal announcement. The implications are significant for ongoing security operations in the region. Turning to the U.S.-Israel joint military plans, Israel Hayom suggests that a major operation against Iran could take place this weekend. The proposed targets include power stations and energy facilities. This development reflects escalating tensions and could have wide-reaching consequences for regional stability. Meanwhile, Forward reports Israel's rejection of President Trump's Gaza peace plan. The rejection underscores Israel's position on necessary disarmament measures, which it feels the plan fails to address. This decision may affect future diplomatic engagements and peace efforts. Separately, JNS shared Prime Minister Netanyahu's personal reflection on his brother Yoni, who was killed in the Entebbe raid 50 years ago. Netanyahu's comments reveal a personal connection to past military efforts, which continues to influence his leadership today. And finally, in a related development, the Times of Israel noted that a separate IDF attack resulted in the death of a Hamas commander who held hostages. This further complicates the current ceasefire discussions and peace talks in the region. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Israeli AI security startup Onyx has raised $113 million in a Series B funding round, valuing the company at $640 million. This reflects growing confidence in AI cybersecurity. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights NVIDIA's plans to build a new campus in Israel, signaling continued investment despite regional tensions. This move underscores the strategic importance of Israel in global tech. And finally, Globes reports that the Northern Israel Light Rail project has secured NIS $10 billion in financing. This project aims to better connect Haifa, Nof HaGalil, and Nazareth, boosting regional infrastructure and accessibility. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 4 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.